You are Locked On Seahawks, your daily Seattle Seahawks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, welcome to the latest episode of the Locked On Seahawks podcast. You are with Grant Goldberg and Spike Friedman. We are coming to you with a quick show just to bring you the latest news with the Seahawks and their newest wide receiver, Brandon Marshall. Before we get into this quick show, we're going to give a little introduction. My name is Grant Goldberg. I do social media stuff for Form Blown Gold, a website that covers the Lakers. Spike is a writer who's with The Stranger, among other places. And we just want to give you a quick show. Nothing really else going on, so we're just going to talk about Brandon Marshall for a little bit. So, Spike, I'll give you the floor if there's anything that comes straight to the top of your head concerning Brandon Marshall and the Seahawks.
Well, before I dive into Brandon Marshall, since this is our first show in 2 weeks, I want to be clear that I am taking a knee right now. The national anthem isn't playing, but I'm just taking a knee just in case it comes on.
every room I walk into, I just have to take a knee before I do anything I need to do.
Yeah, just to be safe. Just to make sure people know what's going on. Brandon Marshall, why not? It's a max $2 million deal, and it provides the Seahawks with size at wide receiver with a guy who 2 years ago was borderline all-pro caliber wide receiver. Obviously, those intervening 2 years weren't great, and he's getting old, but he's not so old that you can't imagine a bounce back season. And also, given what the Seahawks have at wide receiver, which behind Doug Baldwin is a bunch of, you know, question marks to varying degrees. Tyler Lockett obviously has a ton of potential. Amara Darbo could be good, but as we talked about last time, barely produced at all last year. It's a good signing. I think it's fills a need for the Seahawks, makes their offense look a little better. Yeah, how you feeling about it, Grant?
This is obviously to a lesser extent, but I'm getting serious Terrell Owens vibes from this signing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a bummer.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing him make it through camp with a team. But like you said, a positive to this deal is he's a big body who's produced. So he's had over six seasons of 100 reception season. So, you know, there's positives to the signing, but, you know, he's become a distraction in the locker room, which, you know, we're not unfamiliar with in Seattle. And his last 2 years are not looking good. He had to miss the bulk of last season with an ankle injury. And his last year with the Jets, he only caught half of his targets. So, you know, it's just hard for me to see him giving them the depth that they need when he hasn't really produced. And especially in an offense where Seahawks wide receivers, you know, aren't known to, you know, have really big years, with the exception of Doug Baldwin and Golden Tate in the last few years.
Yeah, when I think about this, I think about like Sidney Rice or some of those big receivers, that's the biggest receiver we've had recently, and that hooked up with Russ and was good while he was healthy. And it makes me think that like what'll make this deal either work or not work is whether or not Marshall has any speed left.
Yeah.
With the ankle injury last year, obviously he didn't play a ton. When he was on the field, he wasn't particularly fast. Now, mind you, Eli throws a infinitely less accurate deep ball than Russ, and when he does throw a deep ball successfully, it's because of Odell Beckham's speed. And similarly with the Seahawks, when Sidney Rice was at his best, he was a big body, but he was also fast. And Brandon Marshall at his peak always has been strong, and he doesn't need like 4.2, he doesn't need John Ross speed, but he needs to have some explosiveness. He needs to be able to get enough separation that Wilson feels comfortable hitting him deep. The thing was, is I think last year before the injury, he was only averaging 8 yards per reception. Yeah. That's not going to cut it. We can't use him as like a possession guy. Yeah, exactly. Like he drops the ball too often to be a Jarvis Landry type. If he can be averaging 11 yards a reception though, that's a different story.
Yeah. I, uh, I mean, looking through the years of Brandon Marshall, he's had, this is his only year where he's played less than 13 games. And so, I mean, but it is his 13th year. So coming back from an ankle injury.
Wow.
Back from an ankle injury is going to be much tougher than, say, year 7 or 8. And so that worries me with an aging wide receiver, and we bring up his speed, whether he's gonna have most of that, because, you know, even without an ankle injury, we can see it start to decline, you know, past your 30th birthday. So,
man, I thought he was I thought this was like year 10 for him. I didn't realize it was 13. Ugh.
Right. But,
oh boy, like, yeah, said, he did yeah, that's way more Terrell Owens than like Big Mike Williams or something in terms of hoping to be able to really wring a good year out of him.
Right, and this being said, like, who knows? Like, maybe he'll come back healthy, and maybe he'll be that big target down the field for Russ, because, you know, last year, I'd say more than ever in Russ's career, he, you know, threw up some more questionable ones that just seemed out of faith with his receivers. And so who knows? Who knows? Maybe he can be that guy. Maybe, and maybe I'll be wrong. But I just can't see him making it past training camp.
Yeah, I mean, look, he signed what his deal with the Giants was actually pretty significant last year. So he had value on the market as recently as a year ago. But when you're 2 years removed from that level of production and you're in year 13. The odds of a bounce back are certainly lower than the odds of a wildly successful season. That said, I think there's a 20% chance he gives us 800, 900 receiving yards where we really need it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's about what we're talking about. There's like a 1 in 4 chance he's like good. There's a 1 in 4 chance he makes the roster and isn't great, and about a 50% chance he doesn't even make the roster. Does that sound about right?
And like I said, like you just said, you know, there's a 20% chance that he gives us those yards and he gives us that flexibility on the other side, opposite, you know, Doug Baldwin plays in the slot, but, you know, he's the true number one in the team. I'd say that he would be the most legit 1-2 option with Baldwin since Golden Tate, because I think Paul Richardson, I mean, kind of disappointing. He's a second round pick, and obviously he left the team, didn't get a second contract. But I try to think about this with an open mind, but, you know, I'm fairly pessimistic about it.
Yeah, and one of the issues always with Richardson and Lockett was that they had some redundant skills when they were at their best, just in terms of being speed merchants.
Right.
Obviously, Lockett was a little shiftier as a route runner. Richardson's a little more athletic. But this is a totally different brand of receiver. So, you know, I'm excited to see how it goes. If it works out, great. If not, you know, I know that the deal is worth max $2 million. So I assume we're only on the hook for less than $1 million if we end up cutting him. So, boy.
It's just a flyer. And, I mean, and positive thing about Marshall and being outspoken is that, you know, he brings a lot of mental health awareness. And he's infamously fined by the NFL for his lime green cleats. And so
he's a cool player. And he's been really good on and off through his career. So, you know.
I mean, since 2007, he's had, you know, an insane amount of 1,000-yard receiving seasons, incredible touchdown numbers. And so, like I said, if he's healthy, he comes back and he can produce, then fine. And if not, then it's just a flyer. And we can cut ties pretty simply.
Totally agree. All right, well, that's, real quick run through the world of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, this is the foremost Seahawks Brandon Marshall podcast. So,
yeah.
This is still
your punt hype cast.
Right.
You know?
This is the, I was going to say, this is the first show in a few weeks that we hadn't mentioned Michael Dixon, but.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to let that happen.
No, we had to cross the finish line with at least one mention under our belt. I mean, how could we not, though?
Oh, it's such a great time to be alive.
All right, well, I think that does it for this quick little show. We want to thank you for listening. If this is where you come for all your Brandon Marshall Seahawks content, then we appreciate that. If it's not, then hopefully we can be the place that you go to. But if any of those things are true, go to iTunes, leave your 5-star review, and let us know what you think about the show. And so I think that does it. So for Locked On Seahawks, I'm Grant Goldberg signing off.
And I'm Spike Friedman, also signing off.